Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm with my dad, and today's topic is food and Russia, or more specifically, the old Soviet Union. Hey, Dad, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being with you.
So how do you want to start this out? You've had some experiences when it comes to food, and there's a fascination, almost an obsession with food in Russia. Why?
Well, let me give the conclusion at the beginning. The Soviet Union could not feed her people or the satellites that she occupied. My first example is a visit in 1964. My wife and I were visiting my sister and her husband in Germany. It was our first visit after a few years. Wonderful greetings. And there, to our surprise, was my sister's mother-in-law, who had traveled from the Soviet-occupied part of Germany. There she was sitting on a blue sofa, and the usual, hello, how are you, how was your trip? And then, right in the beginning, she scrooches to the very edge of the sofa, looks around, and obviously she had something very important to tell us or ask us. I was paying attention, of course. She looks at me, you're an American. Yes, I say, we're both Americans. You live in America? Yes, my wife and I do. Why? Well, I have a very serious question. Yeah? Go ahead. Tell me, do you always have enough to eat? I had not expected that question, so I gained a little time because I motioned to her that I had to translate it to my wife, and I said, look, dear, don't snicker, don't laugh or anything. I know how to answer it. I just have a normal expression. I know how to handle it. So I turned to my sister's mother-in-law and said, yes, we do. We have enough to eat. But let me ask you, why do you ask that? She said, oh, every night on television and also in the newspapers, we see this terrible picture of Americans congregating in front of buildings, in front of food stores and supply stores, and waiting for supplies to come in. I knew she might be questioned by the police when she gets back to East Germany. So I was very careful and said, no, dear, I don't know what you are seeing, but I can assure you we have enough to eat, really. It dawned on me later that the East Germans on television were playing up union members in front of businesses. They were striking. And they twisted it and said, these are hungry people waiting in front of food stores. Okay, Let me jump ahead to 1985. My daughter and I were visiting East Germany. We had the usual visa. We had all the papers. The East Germans were encouraging people with hard currency to come in. Everything went fine, but we had to stay in a state-run hotel. And that was in Mecklenburg, the state where I grew up. And we arrived at 6 o'clock. We're at the reception, checked in, and I asked, where can we get a decent meal? We're pretty starved. The receptionist said, oh, I'll make a call for you. We have a wonderful place right down the street, one block. She makes the call. She hangs up. I hear her say, oh, all right. She turns to me and said, they are already closed. I said, excuse me, it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon. They're closed. She said, yes, they must have run out of food. I said, well, we're a little hungry. Any place where we can eat something? She said, yes, if you hurry, dump your bags, right away go up to the top floor. There is music and dancing, and usually they serve a cheese platter. So if you hurry, you can get something to eat up there. So we did. We got a cheese platter. This was 1985, and good memories of the food supply in East Germany. Let me jump ahead again to 1988. Paul and I were in Berlin. We were going back and forth between East and West Berlin. We were all over. A good trip. And it so happens we were driving through a residential area in East Berlin. And here, we turned a corner, it was a butcher shop. And there were 10 to 15 people standing outside in line to get into the butcher shop. Now, let me remind you, that was 1988. The wall came down a year later in 1989. The Soviet Union broke up 1990-1991. Then East Germany was reunited with West Germany, and probably for the first time since the end of the war in 1945, the people in East Germany also had enough to eat. They became part of rich Western Europe. The conclusion? The Soviet Union had never been able to feed her people or the people in the satellites that they controlled.
But that's changed, right? It's better now.
Oh, yes. As soon as Germany was reunited, when East Germany became part of West Germany, the Russians withdrew their troops. Today it is one country and fairly wealthy, and food was never a problem. Germany had enough food 4 or 5 years after the war. So, no, all is well.
What about in Russia? Are Russians getting enough food?
Well, the Russians couldn't feed their own people, and they certainly couldn't feed the people in the satellite countries like East Germany, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Bulgaria. They were all in the same boat. Nobody had enough food.
Dad, thank you. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.